Tayda od. Tayda od. Parshat Vayetze. Peitz Chof Aleph. Okay, where are we up to here? Okay, so we're learning in the middle of the second paragraph. Okay, the last thing we're learning about the Avonim, that Yaakov Avinu wanted to elevate the level of Avonim, which is normally Daimim, to a level of Kedusha, and therefore he took Avni Amokim, he made it one, and he made it a Matseva. V'zeh, Yaakov, it is Rabtim, V'zeh, Yaakov, Asim, Mikol Avonim, the Yaakov made from all the stones of Enachas, which is the letter of Eis Yud, to elevate it back to the level of Chochma. And then he made it a Matseva. What's a Matseva? It's an erection of stones that goes from top to bottom. That's the level of Eizvav. He brought down the level of Chochma into the six feeders. It's the establish of Bechinus Chochma Ilo Lamata in the level of Teiro Mitzvahs. Okay, so what did Yaakov Avinu wanted to accomplish, obviously? He elevated the stones of the place, Avni Amokim. Then he brought down the Kedusha into a Matseva, which is the level of Vav. And that's bringing that level into Teira Mitzvahs. Kneida Timunas Eiz Vav. Shaureishi Nekudis Yud Vachkach Heiluch Mismashich Lemato. What's a Vav? A Vav halachically, when you write a Vav in a Sefer Torah, it's a Yud, and then when you continue the line down, it becomes a Vav. But it's really this, that's Yud, what Yaakov Avinu wanted to do. Take the level of Chochma and bring it down into the six Midas. Kenodai, Simi Chochma, Ilo, Nach, Torah, comes in the level of Chochma. V'nim, Shechem, Ispache, Lamata, Bedvarim, Gashmim, just say Torah. Without Rebbe, use the expression of Torah. Torah comes down from the loftiest of places, in a place where it's one with Hashem, and it comes down into Torah mitzvahs dealing with physical objects. That means, and it's the Kedusha of Torah. When you learn about an axe and a thief and all that in Torah, that's all the level of Kedusha coming down all the way down, even into Gashmistika things. Therefore, afterwards it says in the Pasig, Yaakov Avinu poured oil over the Matseva. What shemen? Shemen is the level of Chochme Ilol, like says shemen Mishchas Kedesh. And then what did he accomplish? What did he do by pouring the oil on top of the Mizbeach? Ilias Gile Bechinas Chochme Ilol Mamish. Lemata Bechinas Matseva now. Shemen again is the level of Chochme. He poured oil on top of the Matseva, and then the oil came obviously down over the entire Matseva. Right, that's the level of bringing Chochma down into the Gashmistika world. Like it says, a guy who changes a cow for a donkey. So Torah is talking about cows and donkeys, or something is kosher or possible or allowed or not allowed. Nevertheless, what did he accomplish? That in the physical things that we're talking about, granted, it was before Matan Torah, but in a specific way, Yaakov Avinu wanted to bring the Kedusha of Torah into the physical objects. Just what did Matan Torah accomplish? Before Matan Torah, everything was Reiches Hayu, it was all Ruchnius. Matan Torah accomplished that Torah came down into the Gashmistic world. But everything came from the Ovis, Maisa of a similar banim. So Yaakov Avinu, we find, by taking the stones, Daimim, lowest, making it into Evan Achas, making from Rishus HaRabim, Rishus HaYochid, of Elokus, and then he made, which is Evan Achas, is Daimim, the level of Chochma, Evan, the level of Chochma. He made a Matseva, meaning he made it come down, which is the Yud coming into the Vav. Then he poured oil on it, that the oil, Chochma of Torah, should come down all the way down, even in the Gashmistika things, which means, remarkably, that when a Jew learns about cows and donkeys and liars and thieves and everything else Torah talks about, he's bringing down the Kedusha of Torah into those physical Gashmistika things. And therefore, Chassidus explains like this. Normally, when you learn Torah, you don't elevate the Gashmistika world as much as you do by mitzvahs. Right? You take this paper, you make it holy. You take leather, you make it into tefillin. You take wool, make it into tzitzis. The physical world becomes holy. Nevertheless, Chassidus explains, when you learn in Torah about a cow and a donkey, you actually elevate, not as much as a physical mitzvah, that you shecht the cow, it's a mitzvah, you know, whatever. But nevertheless, you're still elevating the cows of the world and the donkeys of the world by learning Torah about cows and donkeys. So you're elevating that level of the world also. Not as, it's more indirect than mitzvahs, but it still does it.
That spiritual elevation of the animate and the animal, how is it manifested?
That those that have eyes can see the Kedusha that's in it. I said those that have eyes, not the blind people. Those that have eyes, and then when Mashiach comes, everybody's going to see it. Or K'may Merazal Chazal say, Malahal and Joseph by Matan Teda. Teda was given by Emo B'Yira with awe and fear. Afkan, every time a person learns, they have to learn by Emo B'Yira, the Gemara learns, right? It says, the Gemara says, the doctor brings it down in Tanya, but the Gemara says that Rava, before he started learning, made a joke. Ubotch Rabbanon, Chomim laughed. And then Lubsev, Yosef Bishmaitza, Upasik Bishmaitza, and they said Be'emo V'yira. And the Gemara learns it out from a Pasik. They just say by the original Matan Torah, it was Be'emo V'yira, it could say Yara and Vayunu. You know, they trembled. So every time a person learns Torah, they have to have awe and fear. Why? What does it mean? Pirush. Ma'ala halim b'shas Matan Torah lar Sinai. Just say by Matan Torah lar Sinai. It was Shahoyo Be'emo V'yira. Even though, like Dalt Rebbe says in Tanya, in the Ha'ara, in the Hago over there, until Mashiach comes, the greatest revelation that ever existed, until Mashiach comes, the greatest revelation of Elokus that happened, not first Beis HaMikdash, not second Beis HaMikdash. Matan Torah was the greatest. Why? Because of Matan Torah, Vayeded Havai al Har Sinai, and he said, Aneichi Hashem Elokecha. It was revealed the level of Aneichi. Not only Havai Elokecha. It was revealed the level of Aneichi. And therefore, just say by Matan Torah, when there was this ultimate revelation, it had to be Beim of Yira, the same thing when a person learns Torah, it's like Matan Torah again. Torah is coming into the Gashmistika world, so it has to be like it says in the Pasuk. When a person learns Torah, it says the Shechina speaks to him. Hashem like it says, the words that a person says in Torah is Hashem's words. Hashem's words. That means when we learn Torah, it's Hashem's words speaking from our mouth. And that happens every time a Jew learns Torah. And therefore, in order for such a revelation to be possible down here, it had to start, the office had to break through the barrier already. Yaakov Avinu had to elevate the Even, the Domim, to the highest of levels. He made it from pluralism, he made it singular, right? He made it Even Achas. Vayyara means he elevated it. He elevated it, the Matseva, because the end is edged in the beginning. And therefore the beginning becomes edged in the end. The greatest of levels, So what did Yaakov Avinu accomplish? Yaakov Avinu accomplished by elevating world to Kedusha. He was able to bring that ultimate Kedusha into world.
This is going up.
That was the prerequisite to Matan Torah. That's why the Yaakov Avinu's Sulam, the Malachim are going up and down, right? But Chazal say that represents davening. So, you know, the famous, it says, Olam v'yodim. So Rashi says, L'chir Malachim come down first and then go up. So Rashi explains, the Malachim of Chutzlot went up, and the Malachim of Eretz Yisrael came down. I mean, forget. The Malachim of Eretz Yisrael left, and the Malachim of Chutzlot came down. But according to Midrash, that's simple pshat, obviously. But according to a deeper level, the Sulam Yaakov instituted Tfilas Ma'ariv, right? We know Avraham Yishach Yitzchak Mincha Yaakov Ma'ariv. So Yaakov Avinu instituted Ma'ariv. That represents the Sulam. What's the Sulam? Mutz of Arzo, Bereishi Magia Shemaima. Okay. It doesn't say, and the Friedrich Rebbe says in the Maimer, it doesn't say Mutz of Eretz, Bereishi Magia Shemaim. It says Sulam Mutz of Arzo. Bereisha Magia Hashemaima. It says Arzo is lower than Eretz, and Hashemaima is higher than Shemayim. Okay, so what's davening? Like yesterday's Chitas, Naftali, one of the interpretations Rashi says is Lashon Chibur, binding. Okay, Atefel Klicheres. Tefillah is the word judging. It's a lot of the definitions of the word Tefillah, right? One of the definitions is the word binding. Okay, so what happens in the Sulam? What's the Veda davening? You start from Brachis up to Baruch Shamar. Four parts of davening. Then you go, that's Asiya. Then Baruch Shamar to Yishtabach is Yitzira. Brachis Krishma is Briya. Shmenesu is Atzilis. Right? And then you have Nefilas Apayim, which is even higher, complete Bittul. Then you have Asher Volotzin, according to our Nusach, right? Kabbalah. That's the levels of Elokus coming back down. That's the Sulam that Malachi Elokim Olim V'Yordim. That concept of davening is you go up, you elevate the Nefesh HaBamis, unlike Teda you bring down into your head, right? But Tefillah is elevating yourself. That's why Aveda is Yitzchak Avinu, right? Teda is Yaakov Chavram of Chesed. Yeah, it. What? The same thing. He elevated the stones and then he brought down the matzeva. So Yaakov Avinu is doing the preparation for Matan Torah, so to speak, to elevate the Gashmi Sikha world to Kedusha. And then Kedusha is able to come down by Matan Torah. What?
We learned that before Matan Torah, heaven and earth were separated. So we could not elevate.
Correct. But Yaakov Avinu let the. But he's put the groundwork for it. It did, of course it didn't happen. Like we learned the other night that it says in Zayar, Yaakov Avinu playing with the colored sticks is like us putting on tefillin.
But the colored stick didn't.
It didn't actually happen, no. Yeah. But Yaakov Avinu did it in a ruchniistic way, but he did the level of elevating up and down.
So those stones could not have been elevated at that
time? No. What's the most unique, what would be most crazy thing, so to speak, the greatest revelation that ever happened was Matan Torah, yeah? Even greater than the Beis HaMikdash. Yet, the place of the Beis HaMikdash, there's no Beis HaMikdash, the place is holy. Makom HaMikdash. Yet Har Sinai, the second the Shekhinah left it, it was like a mountain like any other mountains. Because it didn't permeate the mountain. Whatever. But bottom line is, Har Sinai never remained Kedusha. Well, now they're finding it. They do, they don't. Who cares? It doesn't matter because there's no Kedusha. What?
The Neshama of a Jew knows or remembers or was at the Matan Torah?
Should he remember?
So anytime a Jew doesn't do a lo ta'aseh, the Neshama suffers because the Neshama was at the Matan Torah?
Correct.
That's no good.
Every time a person suffers, I mean, sins, the neshama suffers.
Because
not because of me, because the neshama is a piece of God. Chelak alakam imal.
But if you don't do the misvot,
so the neshama suffers. Yeah.
I want to correct it to Matan Torah.
That's exactly, so the same thing. What?
Can someone physically feel that pain, the suffering of the neshama?
You have to ask people. I don't feel it. That's one thing I can tell you. I can't tell you about him. I don't feel it. Okay, let's go. Vizel v'shafti b'shalom b'savi. That's what Yaakov Avinu continues. I'll return peacefully to my father's house. It's heard, I mentioned by the class, I heard an interesting word last week, that it says that this is connected to this, that when Rivka was pregnant with the twins, so it says, they walked by a church, Esav kicked, wanted to go out. They walked by Yeshiva, Yaakov wanted to go out. Yeah? So they ask a question, male Esav wanted to go out to go to the church, but Yaakov Avinu, the fetus learns the whole Torah while he's in the stomach. By a malach, right? So why would Yaakov Avinu want to go out to yeshiva? He's learning with a malach. What could be better than that? So why would he want to go out? Mele Esav, he wants to go have a good time. But Yaakov Avinu is learning Torah. What the heck? What does he want to go out for? And the answer is interesting. It's almost like this. Torah that doesn't come into the practical world is worthless. Yaakov Avinu wanted to go out. Yes, he's learning great Torah with a malach. It's wonderful and fine. Bottom line is, Torah mitzvah got to be outside in the world to elevate the world. That's exactly what he's saying here. You have to elevate the world. He didn't want to learn Torah in a ghetto, you know, in the yeshiva. You have to bring the Torah into the world.
Esau didn't learn. It was
taught Torah. No, he chose not to keep it. Okay. V'zel v'shafti b'shoma b'esav v'val yashem li lelekim shekol zayi'ai de'aloh sam shachas shemimata l'maylo maylo l'mata. So Yaakov Avinu continues over here and he says, and you'll return me peacefully to my father's house. Okay, so he says, all of this that he can go back home peacefully is through Yaakov Avinu elevating world and then bringing down Kedusha, like we just learned. Why? Because, so he says, what does that have to do with what Yaakov Avinu did before? He said, Ki beis avi. When Yaakov Avinu said v'shafti b'sholmo beis avi, what did he mean? His father's house. It means Yitzchok's house. That was his father. Yeah. Okay. Meisher calls it ki'ata Avinu shelo. Said lava yemer al Yitzchok ki'ata Avinu. So Yaakov Avinu is saying like this: I want to go back to my father's home, which is Yitzchok. Vina Yitzchok loshin tzchek v'tainik. What is the level of Yitzchok? Like they laughed. They were happy. They were had enjoyment. Now the Rebbe is saying in passing another verse. If Yitzchak was born and he was called Yitzchak because they had Tzchek Asali Alakim, he should have been called Tzchek, not Yitzchak. Tzchek Asali Alakim, Hashem made it happy. He should have been called Tzchek. What does Yitzchok mean? Yitzchok is future tense, right? The yud before a word is future tense. Meaning, Lashin La'asiv, she is Gala, Bechina Satainug Elin Shelemaila. Will be revealed that Tainug when Mashiach comes. How is that going to be done? Aide Abirurim Shelemata, Bechina Siskafi Visapim Echashechel and Nahiro, by transforming world, Aide Halosam Shachas, by elevating world and bringing Kedusha down. So the Alter Rebbe is saying that, like the Alter Rebbe says, the in Perek Lamed Vav and Lamed Zayin of Tanya, all the revelations of La'asid Lovei, Toloi b'maseinu v'avedaseinu b'meshech zman ha'golos, are all dependent on our Aveda in the time of Golos. Why does our Aveda in the time of Golos have to do with the revelations of above? Because the more we refine world by Torah mitzvahs, that brings down a greater level of Kedusha. What's wrong with the Kedusha of Gan Eden? So he says, "Ukmei hatainu v'atzchek shelamata eina ela me'ezer shinu v'ischachus." Enjoyment doesn't come from what's called SOSO, same old, same old. It gets boring. He's going to give another mashal, but a guy goes on vacation, yeah? The food in your house is better. The bed is better. Everything is better at home. Truth is, everything is better at home. Yeah? So why do people pay crazy money to go on vacation? And then they come back, they're tired for 3 weeks from the vacation. Because it's a change of scenery. It's something new. A chiddush. People like a chiddush. And he gives the mashal what chassidus always gives. The mashal, tzipa, madabedis. A parrot. Everybody pays money for a parrot. Everybody goes watching the parrot, yeah? L'cheira, people talk much better than a parrot. People talk, you tell them, shut up. And a parrot talks, you have to hear the parrot. L'cheira, why? She'ein darkev etiva l'dabit. The chiddush is because a bird doesn't talk. Or a horse, Mr. Ed. Remember Mr. Ed? Talking horse? Yeah, you might remember. These guys are wrong country.
How do you know that?
As chatoy ani masker hayin. Anyway, I grew up in America, by the way. Okay, she said, "Mashen kinodem amedaber and mekam tainu klal." Why? Because darke betmimis ledaber. In other words, like this. The Alter Rebbe is explaining now. It's getting late. The Alter Rebbe is explaining now. Why is the gilui, the super great gilui of dira betachtenim, revealed only through golus? Because the chiddush that Hashem likes is, like the Rambam writes in Hilchos Tshuva, why is it about Tshuva more appreciated by Hashem? Why is it about Tshuva dearer to Hashem than a tzaddik? He said, because about Tshuva changed his lifestyle. He did something unique. A tzaddik is a good guy, so he's a goody-goody, so he does good. When a tzaddik does good, it's not a big deal.
It's like a toddler when he's walking.
One second. Right, same thing. But when a Rasha does good, he's changing himself by Hashem. That's a chiddush. And Hashem kaviyachol likes a chiddush. Why, by the way, it's interesting. Everything comes from Elokus. Why down here do we have a nature that something new we like? We like new things. Why? Because in Elokus it's like that. If it wouldn't be like that in Elokus, it wouldn't be down here like that. Everything that happens in this world, because that's the way it is in godliness. Hashem likes a chiddush. Now, when a person takes gashmistika world and makes it holy, especially when in the time of Golus, which is less Kedusha revealed, and yet a person does Torah mitzvahs, that's a tremendous chiddush. That avoda of a Jew down here, and that's why, yes, we want Mashiach, and the Golus is too long, but there is an advantage of Golus over Geula. Because by Golus, you're doing a Chiddush. You're taking world, corruption of the world, and you're elevating the Kedusha. Therefore, it says in Chassidus, that when Mashiach comes, in Yiddish expression, it's Chbenken noch de Golus, that we're going to long. When Mashiach comes, Jews are never happy, Bachal. You can go this, you want Mashiach. Yeah, Mashiach, you want Golus. Why? You're never happy. Why? Because then we're going to realize what we could have accomplished in the time of Golus. And we're going to say, oh my gosh, look what I could have accomplished more and I didn't.
Dayenu,
Rabbi. Dayenu. That's what the Rebbe is screaming. Dayenu of the Golus. But the bottom line is, that's what Yaakov Avinu is saying. By doing that, what I did, of elevating the world to Kedusha and then bringing down Kedusha to the world, that's the Chiddush. Then he can come back al beis avi to the house of Yitzchak, which represents the Geul of Lasid Lavi. So Yaakov Avinu, actually, in this whole dream story, is telling us about Matan Torah. Besides the fact that Baal HaTurim says that the word Sulam is a gematria of Sinai, so it's Tefillah and Torah. And he's bringing down, elevating up and down, and then he's saying, through this, we're going to come back, obey Sabi to the house of Yitzchak, which is Sheik and all that, and we're going to live happily ever after. That we'll get to tomorrow.